Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 194 years ago, today in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation, a bold moral declaration that transformed the purpose of the conflict into a quest for human liberation and marked a luminous milestone in the march toward equality and justice. This inspiring act in the city of Washington, D.C., celebrated the triumph of conscience over oppression and stands as a testament to the enduring power of human resolve and the promise of freedom for all. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday at Tourmaline. This morning it's looking choppy with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions improve slightly to fair by 7, but then drop back to 2 feet and choppy again by 8. Winds are sideshore at 7 miles per hour, shifting onshore later, staying around 9 miles per hour through the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 5 miles per hour. The first high tide on Monday will be 5.5 feet at 10 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide at 4:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Expect fair conditions with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Tuesday, accompanied by light northwest winds. Wednesday brings a slight increase, offering 3+ feet early, though conditions turn choppy by midday. Thursday sees a return to 2 to 3 feet, with choppy surf persisting throughout the day, making Wednesday the standout for size and potential rideability. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 71 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:46, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:39. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 80 and a light northwest breeze at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 67 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be mostly sunny with highs near 81 and a light northwest breeze up to 5 miles per hour, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with lows near 67. Wednesday through Friday stay mostly sunny with highs slipping from around 80 to the mid-70s and nights, mostly cloudy near 65 to 66. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the last southbound exit on the 5 before the U.S.-Mexican border will be closed for 3 days this week due to pipe installation work. This closure will occur from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Monday through Wednesday at the Camino de la Plaza off-ramp in San Ysidro, according to Caltrans. Drivers wishing to avoid crossing into Mexico can detour by exiting at the Via de San Ysidro Boulevard off-ramp. Those who do not exit in time will be directed into Mexico, so officials advise planning ahead when using alternate routes. Nearby residents can expect increased noise and traffic during this period, according to Caltrans officials. Now on to sports. Week 5 of the Associated Press Top 25 poll has seen Miami and Carson Beck make a significant leap, following their win over rival Florida. This past weekend featured an exciting array of college football, highlighted by the Indiana Hoosiers' impressive 63-10 victory over Illinois and Miami's 26-7 win. Meanwhile, the University of North Carolina faced another tough loss, with Arch Manning showcasing his skills against a Sam Houston State linebacker. Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs beat the Giants at the Meadowlands 22-9. Mahomes was 22 for 37, with 224 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. Russell Wilson was 18 for 32, with 160 yards, zero touchdowns, and two interceptions. And tonight, on Monday Night Football, we have the Lions at Ravens, starting at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. The Ravens are favored by 4.5, with the over-under at 53.5. In local sports, yesterday morning at Raitt Field in Chicago, the Padres won against the White Sox 3-2. Tatis hit his 23rd homer to give the Friars the lead. King earned the win, pitching 5 innings with 4 strikeouts. Suarez notched the save with 1 inning of scoreless relief. The Padres finished with 10 hits and 0 errors, leaving 7 runners on base. The Padres' record improved to 85-71. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Brewers at Petco Park in San Diego for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Nick Pivetta, 13-5, with a 2.81 earned run average, goes against Freddy Peralta, who is 17-6, with a 2.65. First pitch is at 6:40 under clear skies and 75 degrees. The Friars need just one win to clinch a playoff berth. And yesterday afternoon on the gridiron, the Chargers beat the Broncos in Los Angeles on a walk-off field goal 23-20. Justin Herbert was 28 for 47 with 300 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Bo Nix was 14 for 25 with 153 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. Next Sunday morning, the 3-0 Bolts take on the 0-3 Giants in the Meadowlands. In top news, the story of Ozempic's rise is rooted in a remarkable history of venomous science. David Mendoza, diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in 1994, struggled with obesity, weighing over 300 pounds. In 2006, he discovered Byetta, an injectable medication that helped manage his diabetes and appetite, resulting in significant weight loss. This paved the way for medications like Ozempic, which are derived from GLP-1, a gut hormone that promotes insulin release and enhances feelings of fullness. As research on these medications progresses, a new oral treatment is also on the horizon. The Gila Monster's venom surprisingly opened doors to revolutionary diabetes treatments. In business news, the benchmark 10-year Treasury yield rose after the Federal Reserve cut rates. United States stocks ended the week at fresh record highs on Friday, but the sustainability of the rally now likely hinges on the 10-year Treasury yield, according to Ron Albahari, Chief Investment Officer at Laird Norton Weatherby. The S&P 500, Dow Jones Industrial Average, and Nasdaq indexes all closed at new highs. Albahari believes the bull market needs tame 10-year Treasury yields and the bond vigilance to stay at bay. He expressed concerns about potential Fed interference by the Trump administration. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% over the weekend to about $115,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 5% to $2.91. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Jury selection will begin on Monday to determine if Amazon illegally tricked customers into paying for Prime benefits. In the first of two major lawsuits from the Federal Trade Commission, this case alleges that Amazon misled consumers about the sign-up and cancellation process, violating Section 5 of the Federal Trade Commission Act and the Restore Online Shoppers Confidence Act. The Federal Trade Commission claims Amazon used dark patterns to enroll customers without their clear consent and made cancellation difficult. Amazon has denied these allegations, stating that customers enjoy Prime and the sign-up and cancellation processes are clear. The government recently won a ruling against Amazon regarding billing information. And in entertainment news, one battle after another is a thrilling action movie that runs nearly 3 hours, delivering breathless, barnstorming mayhem. Directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, the film features a career high performance from Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays Bob Ferguson. With a budget of $175 million, this ambitious project adapts the Thomas Pynchon novel, Vineland. Set in an alternative reality, the film critiques political issues while exploring complex family dynamics. While Sean Penn's portrayal of the psychotic colonel is amusing, it risks becoming cartoonish. Overall, this film is likely a strong contender for Best Picture. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader and activist, Frederick Douglass. And he said, "If there is no struggle, there is no progress." This sentiment underscores the enduring fight for justice and equality, as exemplified by the Emancipation Proclamation, and reminds us that meaningful change often requires perseverance and resilience. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.